Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, we have Ellen Weir. Ellen is a board certified music therapist, transpersonal coach, and sound based practitioner. After a near death experience at age 12, she awoke from a coma to music, an event that became the foundation of her life's work. Ellen helps people not only awaken, but also integrate awakening, learning how to live, relate, and thrive afterwards. Through music therapy, crystal singing bowls, guided imagery, sound, out-of-body, and altered states of consciousness, she accompanies individuals through healing, embodiment, and meaningful transformation. Her amazing book, Waking Up in Heaven, Living with Purpose Through Afterlife Wisdom, is available now. Ellen, thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful, wonderful. This really important time of the awakening and the fastening up of the awakening of so many people. Definitely. And wow, Ellen, what an incredible life that you have had. So please explain about your near-death experience at age 12 and how you woke up in heaven and how it changed your understanding of life, death, and purpose.
Of course, yes. I used to ride horses when I was 12. I loved riding. But on this particular day, it was my first, I used to ride English style, but they were having me ride Western and they didn't The cinch wasn't tight enough. The horses like to expand their belly. So the cinch of the saddle slipped, and the saddle slipped as I was riding. I fell off. The horse actually kicked me in the right temple. And I was taken to a nearby hospital, and I was in a coma for 5 days. But my parents, they sent me to a bigger hospital in Dallas, Texas. And my parents were told to play music or movies at my bedside, actually just movies. And it would maybe help me wake up because they didn't have anything else they could do. And what I remember though is I was on a raft of sorts and I was standing in front of Jesus. I knew Jesus. And then there was a man to my left with long brown robes and bare feet that I didn't know, but I felt very safe. And from there, they didn't talk to me yet, but I felt myself lifted into this other realm. I'm already starting to get emotional. But it was full of all of these colors of different colored trees and streams. And I heard this music playing that I'd never heard before. And it was so beautiful. I felt so loved. And then I was taken to the golden realm. And this is really where my near-death experience takes shape. It was as if I returned home to this energy that I had never experienced. Like I was completely whole. And completely loved. I didn't need to know anything. I didn't have a body. I felt this weighted energy, like this fullness of love, and I just expanded and became that light. I was just that. So, and I remember there was no one way to get there. There was no one word. It was all love and it was available. It was just beautiful. And then I was taken back to the raft. It was a wooden raft. I kind of drew a picture on the cover of my book so people could see, but I was asked by Jesus if I wanted to stay or if I wanted to live. And at first I wanted to stay because it felt so whole, like it felt more real than this.
Yes.
And I remember, oh my gosh, though, my soul was choosing, like there was no right or wrong. And I was shown the trajectory of my father's life and told that he wouldn't actualize his life on this planet somehow if I chose to stay. It would all be fixed, right? But they showed me things. And so my soul chose to stay. And then in that moment, I received this like massive outpouring of gratitude. I was so grateful because I knew that living is a gift, that we're here for a reason, that this is something that there's great purpose in what we're doing here in connection with God, that what we create, what we think we create. And so I made a vow and I said, I will go back and heal people with music. That's what I thought. It was not like spoken. And I made a second vow to give gratitude every day for every experience on this planet because everything is an opportunity to grow. And that's when it went dark. And there was this music staff in the distance. It was like different colored notes. And I watched them and I watched them kind of go through me. And then I heard this pinprick of sound way down below, this like light. And it was the music of a movie that my parents had put on at my bedside that was like mostly classical music. But I focused so hard on the sound. Like it was, to you, it would have felt almost inaudible. Like, wonder, am I really hearing something? But I pulled it in, and now I know I was pulling myself into my body until it got so loud that all I could do was to escape it was like force my eyes open, which was very hard to do. And then I was in the ICU, and the nurse came running over, and I was awake. And
Wow.
I have spent my whole life doing just that, like using music to take people to that golden place of light, like to help them leave their body, to connect to messages that are coming through for them directly. And I did come back with some special gifts after that. I brought back some messages with me and I continue to receive them. So that's my near-death experience. I'm so grateful to be alive. I'm a board certified music therapist now, and I also have a degree in transpersonal counseling, which is spiritual psychology, a master's. So I like to bridge science and spirituality, bring it all. Oh, and then there's a full circle story about who the man was on my left that I that came through in my training, if you want to know. But yeah.
Wow. Honestly, just the emotion. The emotion. I mean, you were 12, 12. That was so young, but it's like it happened yesterday to you because you're welling up in tears and you're making me feel, oh, because it was just like, and it was so real. It's real. It's definitely, you know,
So, whoa, more real. Like,
than
and I don't
anything
remember.
because that's our true home, is it not?
Yeah, it is. And I don't remember any much. I don't remember much from before I was 12. I came back and I was just all new. But
Yeah,
I
wow.
remember that.
So powerful, you know, so powerful. And the celestial, melodial, you know, music, it was the music that was playing there, then it was the music that was bringing you back. Isn't that just
Yeah.
profound?
Oh, I feel so grateful that that's the way I got to come back, you know? It's just because music conveys what language can't. I mean, we can feel it, right? It shifts something within us. It is a gift to our planet.
It is.
Oh,
It
it
makes the
is.
heart soar, the soul soar, doesn't it? You know, it heightens all the senses and, you know, yes, it's so beautiful.
For sure.
Wow, it's amazing. And of course, you didn't fear death anymore, did you?
No, I didn't. I knew it's like walking through a doorway. This is an experience that we have in our soul is intact as we walk in this human realm. And it's changed my relationship with death because it's a reunion. Like when we, I mean, obviously I believe if we are here, we are here for a purpose. There, I know that for a fact. I don't even just believe it, I know it. If you are here, you have a purpose. There is something for you to learn. There is something for you to do. You are needed in this plane. And when we transition, it's beautiful. It's a reunion. It's love. It's everything, wholeness.
And I truly believe, you know, as a yogini, you know, our consciousness continues, love never dies, and when you think of your loved ones, always, you know, a thought or a feeling away, and when it's our time to pass over, they'll be waiting. You know, in that light, in that love, like with their arms outstretched, telling us to let go and come over. It's like letting go of that, letting go of the physical body, you know, to become the light energy body, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And to remember the light is within us too, that we hold
Yes.
it in our heart space. We are light
Yes.
completely. And everything that is created in this realm, everything we see is vibration and light. It is created from the construct within our human mind. And so, you know, that's another big part of my training that kind of came full circle. And I want to touch on this. I went to a graduate school for music therapy that was a Buddhist founded university. It is a accredited university, but it had a dual master's in psychology and music therapy. And when I was going up to my meditation class for the first week, I saw a depiction of Buddha, young and thin and bald, long brown robes, bare feet, the same man I had seen there. And so my near-death experience was my why. And then my training at Naropa through the contemplative practices of Buddhism and traditional psychology, basically, and altered states of consciousness. That was my how. How do I get people to that place? And it's through the discernment of thoughts, because we do create our reality based on what we focus on. We truly do. Like, the more we focus on something, the more we see it in our world. And so I just wanted to tap onto that too. That's a huge thing I brought back with me. Create,
Exactly. That's right.
co-create.
Create, yeah. And they say that in heaven, what you think and you feel is like it's instant manifestation, shh,
Oh.
shh, shh. Yeah, so beautiful. Oh, wow. I mean, it's so important not to be scared to death, because if you're not scared to die, then you're not scared to live. But if you're
Yeah.
scared to die, you're scared to live fully, to
True.
come out of
It
your comfort zone, to take risks, to speak your truth.
absolutely. To live fully and make the most of what we have come here to do, and to live in your light, right? To bring your light to the world. I think that especially right now in this great awakening, we are being asked to fully embody our very highest light for humankind. And that means treating everyone as your brother or your sister, and recognizing that we are all here, we are all human, and we are all more alike than we are different. That's the
Exactly.
biggest thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, there's only one soul consciousness that we all share. We're
That's
human
true.
and divine. We can't hurt anyone because we'd be hurting ourselves. What you give out, you receive. That's so true. And so waking up from the coma, that's when God, your parents must have been, it was just must have been absolutely like incredible, that moment,
Oh my
but
gosh.
then oh, using music, which shaped your life's work, wasn't it?
The station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And how did music, so tell us about, the work that you do, and how does music become the bridge between psychology spirituality and healing? Because you've got art therapy, you've got, all these different therapies, but
So
music
many.
therapy.
There are so many ways you can access that light. And for me, it's music. I immersed myself in music because I didn't understand people when I came out of the coma. Like I didn't understand what they were saying. Everyone was talking too fast. I couldn't, my brain was injured, right? But I could like immerse myself in music and I felt that energy of the Golden Realm when I played. And so what I do now in the bridge is that basically in our conscious mind, in our day-to-day life, we don't really access that light all the time. Some people can if they're enlightened, if they trained. Some people can spend years studying meditation. They can do Kundalini yoga, study for about 5 years to reach that state of altered consciousness, right? But when I bring in certain types of music and certain sound frequencies that are kind of close in range, I can move people into altered states in the brain very quickly. So I can use a singing bowl. I can use a couple of singing bowls, which they're hard to see, but I have 11 of them, and I can help people create. You've heard of binaural beats in the brain. When you listen, that's when you have one sound in one ear, one sound in another, and the brain actually creates a third sound. So I do that live. It's called brainwave entrainment, and I do it online, and it's called binaural beats. When you listen to binaural beats and you work with visualization, and I teach you to fill the body with light and use the breath, you actually move into theta or alpha or delta brainwaves or gamma, maybe. The alphas are waking one, but you move into different brain states, and then that allows you to connect to something greater. So you really do go into another realm. So people will leave their body. I'll start music after that. I'll start a classical music program after they get into that state. They leave their body. They connect with loved ones past. They receive messages from angelic beings. Their body starts to release things they've been holding, and they remember the light that they are. So rather than me telling them, I use this method to help them experience it for themselves. So there's no question,
That's
right? And so that's just the first part of it. And then I have clients who I see long term who I actually companion along the awakening. And so I will be there to answer questions as signs start coming in, as their life starts to shift in really beautiful ways. I help them to find joy if they experience contrast or discord in their life so that they stay in that energy of awakening. Because then they can come back to the world and contribute in the way that they really are connected to their soul.
Beautiful. Yes, that's so in it's that's just really beautiful because the awakening process is it's long, it's arduous. The dark night of the soul, we go into the shadow. We all have to go inwards. It's into the cave, into the darkness, because that's part of it, unless you have an awakening like yours, which was very, very rare and profound, but they took you to the other side to experience that, to come back. But you were so young, to have that. So, yeah, but it's a very lonely time, but we've got to look at this darkness in this world as, the contrast that helps us. It helps us know the light. If it wasn't there, we wouldn't know the good. We wouldn't know our light. So we have to look at
So
it
true.
and embrace it, embrace the shadow, embrace it, because it's part of us. It's the dark goddess and the light goddess. We need Kali to say no. We need, Mother Mary's beautiful innocence, but we need both. It's the balance of both, isn't it, in this world of duality?
It is, and it extends even to the human body. Like we have little battles going on in the human body all the time, and we think, oh, well, we'll get rid of the bad bacteria, we get rid of this or that or the other, but no, we would die. We need that contrast in order to live. And the ecosystem, the planet, this experience, we all chose to come in for a different purpose, and we use our purpose. And looking at the darkness to choose the light is where we are right now. So unless we see it, it's being uncovered for us. So that we can choose a different way to engage with the world. And yes, that dark night of the soul is real. That was everything in my graduate studies was about the dark night of the soul, the hero's journey, right? And I have walked so many people through this, and even my partner, my husband, we got married and he had a massive brain injury I broke his back, and he's got massive complex spinal cord and neck injury. And he also has been going through like the physical dark night of the soul. I've been walking alongside him and learning so much. But you're right, leading someone to the threshold, that initiation moment, that awakening moment is absolutely beautiful, and beautiful things come from it, and people's lives change for the better. It is so beautiful. And sometimes people, if they don't hold on to that, and like they'll go through experiences of contrast. Some people will go through the dark night of the soul. Some people will have near-death experiences, and even those take years of integration. I talk about that in my book, like how I couldn't understand what people were saying, so I had to listen to spirit speaking to me, and that's how I learned to integrate my intuitive gifts and the messages from the other side, because I couldn't rely on my human brain. So I teach people how to do that too. Like the book is all about how you can learn how to follow the signs and listen to the signs of the universe, because that's part of the awakening too, is listening, is knowing that everything you experience is a message.
Yes,
Everything.
it is. It is everything. Yes, it's a synchronicities. And you know, like when you do your sound, the healing, you know, it's like that love frequency. Yeah, I call it the divine love light energy. It's from God, isn't it? It's from goddesses, you know, and it's that love frequency. And I think that, you know, that's what the sound, it gets to that love frequency. And you know, if you've got pain in the body, you get pain in the body, then you put it over that body, and then you're heightening, because every cell, you're heightening the energy in that cell to that love frequency. And then the pain and the disease cannot, it can't physically stay in that cell anymore, because it's heightened, you know, it's changed its energy, its energetic vibration.
It is. And we found that like introducing sound to the body systems, people experience less pain. They have cathartic experiences. Yes, this is all true, but on a physical level too, we're increasing nitric oxide in the blood. So that actually helps with pain, with reducing inflammation. We're reducing the cortisol level in the blood, which is the stress hormone. We're regulating the heart rate and the breath through sound. Our body is like mostly water, right? So we're vibrating. And then you speak intention over it, water knows. Water does receive intention. We know this from studies from Dr. Emoto. We know this from Beta Austin's work. We know that water is holding some energy and consciousness, and we transfer that. And so through our body, we use vibration, we use affirmation, we use sound, we use visualization to allow our body to transport that light. And it is just beautiful, because vibration is such an easy, powerful, quick way to access that anybody can use anywhere. It's so great.
It's absolutely beautiful, you know. It heightens, you know. They've been using, well, music has been used, you know, since the beginning of time. Is the drum, you
The
know,
drum,
the drum
chanting, the voice, just
chanting. Yes, of course.
singing vowel sound. Your voice, yeah.
It's an instrument. Your voice is your instrument as well, isn't it? It's this, and
Yeah.
also, you know, I chant as a yogini. I'm a Kundalini Kriya yoga
Okay.
teacher. But also the Om's, like when we chant the Om's, oh, you know, like here, it's powerful, you know,
So.
it's so powerful. And it just transports us into Tibet in another life, because that's where we were. And you can feel it. And not only that, it opens up the lungs. So you've got
Yes.
more capacity for air, more air and oxygen in the lungs, and it actually stimulates the pineal as well, which is the antenna, you know, and the light energy coming in, the photons, to take you into that super conscious, multidimensional other realms. You know, it's like
It's
amazing.
amazing. And there are different seed sounds for different chakras. So I do toning in every session before we begin to resonate the body. And so O, which is this, the vowel sound for Om, is bringing in community, connection that connects to our power place, the sacral chakra. But if we sing like UA, like all really low, that's the root, that's safety, that's grounding. And then if we do E up high and we go high, E, That's resonating the third eye and intuition. And we go, I is the top, so they all have different sounds for each energy center. And I actually train that when I train people on how to use the crystal balls, they get them, they want to know, like, I train them, first of all, on the intervals and why that's important, the relationship between the bowls that they have, how that affects the body, and then what sounds to use when you're toning. It's crucial. You're right. It's like,
Because doesn't everyone have their own? When I do the OMS, if I go too high or too low, I can't release it. We all have our own sound, and you've got to
We
find
do.
that vibrational frequency that we are on, that wavelength, isn't it? That we can release that.
And you know, you want to hear something fascinating, that there have been studies that show when people are injured or have dis-ease, right, that they lose the frequency in their vocal range for where they're injured. So you can actually analyze the voice and find where the frequency is missing, teach them to sing at that level, like to get that voice back. And it actually helps to translate healing into the body too. That's new research that's coming out. You
Amazing.
can do it. You can do it at home. Like, you can sing if you're feeling sick or something, or injured, you can sing the sound of that discordant injury and what it would sound like in its ugliest form, right? You sing it, and then you switch over to sing it in its harmonious form. What does it sound like? Oh, right. And by the way, ah is the heart sound. So anybody out there who's wanting to start with ah. But then they sing it in the harmonious form, and it does help translate healing into the cells. It's beautiful.
It's
So
amazing.
easy.
It's amazing because everything is energy, vibrate, energy, frequency, and vibration, isn't it? That's it. That's all it is. So, and it's like you can see it when they do all of them on the sound, the sand, on the.
Oh, yeah.
It's
That's the
amazing.
study of cymatics. I teach that in
Thanks.
my course too, about how different vibrations, different tones will create different geometric shapes on these metal plates. That's cymatics. And if anyone's interested, they can look into the work by Dr. John Stuart Reed. He took those plates to Egyptian chambers in the pyramids, and he thought that it would recreate the same sacred geometric patterns that he saw in the lab. But when he was in the pyramids, it was interesting because he had had a back injury before he went to Egypt, and he almost didn't go. But he took the plates in, they introduced sound, and instead of the shapes that you see online, the circles and all that, he was witnessing hieroglyphics in the shape of a spinal cord. And so, and he realized, well, this is phenomenal. I'm getting hieroglyphics instead of those shapes. And he realized his back pain went away. And then they started seeing other hieroglyphics in the chambers of the pyramid. So it cymatics is fascinating. And I believe that potentially, and I've gotten downloads about the pyramids too, that they're bringing a frequency to the earth, into the earth and above. They're pulling in, and then they're but the dimensions of the different chambers, I believe, were meant for sound. And I don't know if it was human voice sound or if it was instruments, but I believe that they were created to resonate in a certain way. I don't, or vibration, I'm not sure, but the downloads, the pyramids kind of spoke to me in a dream one time and told me that that's why they were created, for frequency. Yeah, interesting.
That's right. That's right. So, as are many sacred centers around the world, yes. The sacred sites, the energy lines, and everything, and we do have to be careful about, music is so impactful, and like some music is can be detrimental, as other music is beautiful, it uplifts us. Do you know what I mean?
What's interesting is that we attribute, like, as a music therapist, I feel like whatever makes you happy is so good. I do believe in the power of words, and that sometimes I'll change the lyrics and words so that they feel more positive to me. But I also believe that, we attribute meaning to many things, and So it's what you believe. That's what, if it's good and healing for you, your body will respond that way. I personally like to change some of the words so that they're more positive because I know the power of language and what I'm speaking, especially if I say I am.
That's
Anything
right.
after that is so powerful and can
Oh,
create. So I'm aware of that, and I'd like to teach people that as well. Absolutely, yeah.
Words are spells, aren't they? They really
Yes,
are.
they
Yeah.
are.
And I really love this because it's so important, awakening or a spiritual opening. And, so many people, I mean, I believe that years ago, when people are having spiritual awakenings and openings, they used to just get put into the mental prison, a mental asylum, which is really, really sad. It's just like, and so many people don't know that they're having a spiritual awakening,
No.
but especially if they're not even on the path yet. And it's just, and also it's very important to know that to have people like, yourself, because to help them integrate this, to be able to, through the awakening, so that they can, live and relate and work in the world afterwards, because sometimes it can just send them, on a different place. It's very
Again,
important.
that's why I really love the realm of psychology that I studied because it doesn't pathologize people who are going through this kind of thing. And often we don't like to put people in a box. We like to say, all right, this is happening. And as people awaken, they often connect with gifts. The people that I'm working with will start to have gifts come through, messages, visions, downloads. Nature will start speaking. They'll start getting dreams, visions. It happens every single time. So I like to remind them because they'll say, is this in my head? I mean, it doesn't, I don't know. I didn't grow up learning this is normal, right? So part of that is to say, yeah, this is normal. This is part of the awakening process. This is everything that you are experiencing is real. And we need to not recognize that too, because I think it gets pushed aside in psychology. And that's a way of minimizing gifts too, is to pathologize it and say there's something wrong. And no. This is a way to work with it, you know?
Because, logical or orthodox psychology doesn't take the spirit into consideration when we are
Exactly.
holistic beings. We got to be healed, mind, body, and spirit. It's so important, isn't it?
It is like
And
that's why
I like the way that you studied. What was it called? It's like spiritual psychology.
it's transpersonal psychology, which is spiritual psychology, but
Spiritual psychology.
transpersonal is interesting because we focus on altered states of consciousness of like leaving the thinking mind, connecting to greater messages. That's transpersonal. When you leave the consciousness, you learn to discern the thoughts, you learn to leave the body and connect to something bigger.
So
That's
that's like as in meditation, when we go
Yeah.
in and we
Yep.
stop that thinking mind, and we realize that we're the observer and our thoughts,
Yes.
going over, and we're the soul consciousness that can observe that, and to not, and then the space between the thoughts gets wider and wider, and that's where you're in that space. Yes.
I
Wow.
know. And what's fascinating is if we're observing the thoughts, who are we in that moment? We're something bigger. And
That's it.
that's the point. Like, don't believe everything you think. Okay. Don't believe everything you think. We are put here with certain conditions and certain life experiences that lead us to believe certain things, and we have to check ourselves. And I have to do it too.
Yes,
So
that's
it's
right.
that is it. Meditation is a perfect framework. And in that, you raise your frequency too. That's another thing. Vibration is frequency. And the more we raise our frequency by leaving the conscious mind, by discerning our thoughts, by using high frequency modalities like art or oils. I love oils for raising frequency, sound, vibration, dance, anything that raises it. You then are able to pull in more of what you want because you're existing at a frequency that is high enough to bring in the high frequency life that you are seeking.
Exactly. You're taking your attention off of your problems, off of the life that is here now, around, all the things that are holding you back, and you're bringing it onto your intention. It's so
And
important. The focus,
that's how
and
we
it's
manifest.
and that's how we manifest with our. It's the feeling from our heart, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Merges with the visualization of the mind, and it comes together. And in the Book of Thomas that they took out of the canon of the Bible, it says when the two marry, meaning when thought and feet, when your visualization
Feeling.
and your feeling marry, you know, it sends it out into the divine mind, into the, you know, multidimensional, and then it comes back to us in a form of fantastic idea, or we've got to do this, or, you know, taking action to bring it into form.
Yes. And that is so crucial. Like just holding that feeling for 19 seconds, if you set your timer and like feel it in your body, cry with gratitude, feel it, speak it. And then you say, I am, to anchor it, right? To bring, oh, it is like, that feeling is the key to manifesting. That's why when we say things in desperation, we say things in anger, we actually are putting little bids out to the universe that might come back. So we have to be really conscious of that. That's true.
That's it. It is. And, you know, that will come back to us. Yes. In our world, you know, karma and, you know, cause and effect universe that we live in. So, but it is. That's why we've got to become the master of our thoughts, words, and actions, you know, so, and we make them righteous and sacred so they go out and do and help every single, you know, person and living being in the world be of service. And then they come back to us, you
Well,
know.
We're in the masterclass right now.
Yeah.
We are all in the masterclass right now. We came here for this. We came here for right now in the world. How can we use every experience in life to connect more fully to our God presence? That is the question. Every single thing, good, bad, everything, is constantly changing and it will continue to change. My download, I actually had a download last week that was really powerful. I was channeling, so I don't remember it fully and I didn't record this one, but it was, I was channeling to a group. We received this vessel. We choose to come into this life to experience all the things. And we are meant to experience all the things. We will experience great love. We will disappointment. We will disappoint others. These are things that we come in and do. But our soul remains intact. The soul is intact through it all, witnessing, and we can use everything as a lesson. But what's interesting about manifesting, and that this came through the vision and the channel, is that we are co-creating constantly. So it's unpredictable what's coming because not only are we co-creating, but others in the planet and in the world are also co-creating, the ones who have reached the frequency in which they can. So there are things that are happening all around the world that are, you know, we consider them good, bad, whatever, but they're constantly changing. That is it. So it's like we all decided to come in at this time to co-create, and we are doing that. And the earth is responding, and the world is responding. And we don't really know what's coming other than it's all about you. It's all about your ability to stay connected with your presence. What are you learning to raise your frequency through it to help to bring your light to the world as it all unfolds?
Yes, that's so true.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach. Here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So true. And we shouldn't be, you know, beat ourselves up, you know, once if we fall off, because we are in this world of duality, light, dark, good, evil, masculine and feminine. You know, we will always get pulled into thinking. We will always get pulled into the 3D egoic matrix is what I call it. You know, we'll always get pulled into it because we live in it. And our we need the ego personality to live here. Yeah,
we do. But then
when we can pull ourselves back, you know, with the tools that we need through meditation every day, you know, and feel that connection again, which brings us back to that, the wholeness. And
it's I just want to speak to this too for people who are going through a hard time with this, that part of that is disidentification of the ego, right? We lose, as we go through this world away in life, there are times when we lose things that we thought we would always have or that we would always be. And life changes to show us that, no, that is not the core of who we are. We are so much more. And sometimes these can be, in my personal life experiences, which I write about in my book, I mean, a divorce, like financial, like everything. My whole life was overturned when I reawakened in 2020. And it isn't pretty. Disease. I had Lyme disease. I struggled with that my whole life and had to overcome through that, find healing. And then now I got married. And then 2-3 weeks later, my husband suffered a massive brain injury where he lost himself and didn't know who he was and also couldn't walk. You know, this man who was so, you know, he's been like struggling to recover for 15 months now. These experiences are not easy, and they make us question who we are, whether we're being punished. Sometimes people will have that thought, like, what have I done? This is all part of our expansion, believe it or not. And through everything we've been through, I wouldn't wish it on anybody, but I also try to hold that vision. Mm-hmm. If people who follow me on Instagram, I write about every week about a message that comes through for the planet, like that we, you know, this disidentification of the ego actually helps us find ourselves again. Yes. And brings us into a stronger place. And I just want to say for anybody out there that's struggling, you are still loved and held. You still have access to that divine love. It is happening for you. There are ways to transmute it into, take your pain into purpose. And I'm a living example of doing that.
Yes.
Especially over the last 15 months.
So. And me too, you know, me too. And you, I say this, we learn to bless our pain. We learn to bless our pain and we embrace it, right? We embrace it, and that's what helps it dissipate. And when we embrace it and we bless it, we can learn to make peace with it. And then that wants us to make peace with the world, have peace with our life. You know, it's the only way. You've got to look at that person that you was and you, okay, but I bless her. She wasn't aware of what, you know, and she had to go through what she had to go through. But, you know, all of it is a lesson to bring us back to it. And also all of it, throughout our life, it's like we give our piece of our soul away to people, places and things. Yeah. And it's the whole life journey is about bringing them pieces back to make us whole again. Yeah. You know, that's enlightenment. Just having that balance, you know.
Yes. Mm. I love what you said. It reminded me of something that they just actually studied and proved. You know, we have that intuition when we're in a dark place. We have intuition of what to do or like these little messages of hope. So they have shown that in quantum science, I think it was in Popular Mechanics magazine, maybe just last month, they showed that Those little hits of intuition are our future self talking to us,
Yeah.
because there's like they have shown like we have the ability to go back and talk to our past self. So what you said is go back and give forgiveness to that version of you. Do it. If you have an opportunity to look back at a version of you that was hopeless or helpless or lost or going through it, and I say that to myself a year ago, like, I
Yeah.
love you. You will be okay. This
Yeah.
is going to be okay. You will make it through this. You will be stronger for this. This is the hardest thing you've ever been through, but I
Yeah.
love you. Like
That's right.
you can heal yourself in the present by healing your past. And
Yes.
that does happen with my clients. They'll like have a past version of themselves come up and just stand there like a little 6-year-old girl, or even past lives will come through and they will come up for healing because they bring a thread into your current life. So the wound that you experience as I experienced as a little girl, or even in another life, might unknowingly create a pattern that I am repeating, in relationships, in friendships, in whatever.
Yes.
But by looking at it and healing that, it actually shifts my future.
That's right. It shifts
Yeah.
the timeline. It shifts and it brings you, it shifts your energy, it shifts your energetic being, So you are on a higher timeline, Not
Yeah, you
only
said
that.
timeline. I
Yeah,
love you.
and not only that, but it heals your ancestral lineage.
It
Because
does.
all of our ancestors couldn't do it. They didn't have the tools to do it.
But
Now
we
we have
can.
so many tools and so many, disciplines and so many therapists and so many ways to do that we can do. But it does heal. And not only that, when we do the work, when we heal ourselves, we become zero point and we don't push that onto our next generation.
Exactly. And this whole timeline thing, I mean, I could go into a whole topic about how we shift timeline. I call it the quantum leap,
That's
like
it.
that
That's what
old.
it
Yeah. And so that's what we create together in sessions, but in group sessions and retreats and things like that. We create this energetic vortex where people can actually step into a new timeline. And I've done it. I've worked with it over the last 15 months. It's part of manifesting and like understanding what's going on. It is so cool because there are signs when you're shifting. There are major signs that you can look for. And I love that because we're on a different earth. Every time that we recreate ourselves and our energy, we're raising our energy to the point where we can actually move into a new life, a
That's
new
right.
world.
That's
And
right.
we can
And,
change the world that way.
exactly. And when you change that within yourself, that problem, that situation, that cannot exist in the new, your new
No,
body, in the new timeline, in the new quantum. It can't, because it's a
so
new
cool.
energetic being, It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is absolutely unbelievable. It really is. And
Yeah.
wow, Ellen, you're incredible.
Thank
You really are.
you.
And I
Thank
mean,
you. You are too.
You help people create such meaning and joy and embodiment and profound transformation. And, through your music therapy, through all of your therapies. But where can we, first of all, where can we read your book? This book, have you got a copy of that? Waking Up in
I do.
Heaven.
I've got a copy right
Just
here. Ooh.
put it up. Let's have a look. Waking Up in Heaven. Unbelievable.
I just won a little like an indie award for new age thinking or whatever. But it looks like NDE. Oh, I don't know
Yeah.
if you can see it.
Wow,
NDE.
yes.
So I thought that was kind of cool. It's called Waking Up in Heaven, Living with Purpose Through Afterlife Wisdom. You can find it on Amazon. If you're in the UK, in the US, it's at bookstores too. You can ask for it at your local bookstore. And I have other offerings as well. I
Yes.
have a weekly download meditation group. If people want to experience like a 20-minute meditation every Wednesday, it's only $11 a month and it's on Substack. So I do that. I have a retreat coming up in April where people can learn to facilitate the bowls, breath work, and cold plunge.
Beautiful.
I do events locally in San Diego, of course, and then online I have private sessions as well.
Lovely.
Yeah, so I do try to get myself out there. I'm doing this stuff. If you follow me on Instagram, it's wellness_music_therapy. And I put my insights, and then every week on Substack, I talk about my personal story.
And thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
And thank you for hosting me and for bringing awareness to these very important topics right now that people might be searching for. Thank you for that. It's a gift, and you're sharing light in the most beautiful way for so many people. Thank you.
Thank you.